الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، آل عمران آية or آيتان 33 and 34. نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم. The Sheikh said إلى آخر القصة. So can someone kindly read the interpretation of the meaning in English? 33 and 34. تفضل يا شيخ الخضر.
Allah chose Adam, Noah, the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran about the Alameen, mankind gene of their time, offsprings one of the other, and Allah is all here, all known.
بارك الله فيك. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى: لله تعالى من عباده أصفياء يصطفيهم ويختارهم ويختارهم ويمن عليهم بالفضائل العالية والنعوت السامية والعلوم النافعة والأعمال الصالحة والخصائص المتنوعة. ما شاء الله. To Allah belongs a group of chosen slaves of His whom He chooses and He gives and He prefers them and He bestows upon them the highest of virtues and the most beautiful of attributes, beneficial knowledge, righteous deeds, and specific qualities which are found with them and not found among others. A classical example is at the end of Surah Al-Furqan. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون. Until the end of Surah Al-Furqan, there are particular descriptions of the عباد الرحمن, the slaves of the most merciful. And that shows you, you know, that these are not the average Muslims. If you read their description, you will find that pretty much each and every one of us is disqualified. Each and every one of us is disqualified. And you look at their qualities, you say, whoa, I got years to go. We got a long way to go. And these are real people. Allah is not speaking about some you know, imaginary, you know, fictitious characters. These are slaves of Allah who live amongst us, who exist, who are there, who were there, who are still here and may come in the future. And you see that their qualities are mashallah tabarakallah. And now we, Allah al-musta'an. That should be, you know, that is the bottom line of the attitude. So these are chosen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذَكَرَ هَذِهِ الْبُيُوتِ الْكِبَارِ وَمَحْتَوَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ كُمَّ لِلْرِجَالِ الَّذِينَ حَازُوا أَوْصَافَ الْكَمَالِ. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned these great examples, alaykum salam. And what he mentioned, the homes and what they contain of men who have reached, you know, levels of not perfection, but very close to having excellent qualities. وَأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ وَالْخَيْرَ تَسَلْسَلَ فِي ذَرَارِهِمْ. And that the virtue and the good is actually being transferred and being, it's continuing through their progeny. Meaning it doesn't end with them. Ibrahim brought who?
Ismail
and?
Ishaq.
Are these regular people? These are not regular people, man. These are prophets. Ismail and Ishaq. Then who did they bring? From where did Yaqub come? And Yusuf. All these are, you know, these are prophets, a prophet from a prophet from a prophet, especially Yusuf, who was Nabi ibn Nabi. He's a prophet, son of a prophet, son of a prophet. His uncle is his father, his grandfather, his grand-grandfather. I mean, these people were special men. وَشَمَلَ ذُكُورَهُمْ وَنِسَاءَهُمْ وَهَذَا مِنْ أَجَلِّ مِنَنِهِ وَأَفْضَلِ مَوَاقِعْ جُودِهِ وَكَرَمِهِ. And that encompassed both their males and the females. Example, the mother of Maryam. You see, the virtue doesn't begin with Maryam, alayha salam, as many people think. The virtue goes to the mother of Maryam, which is not mentioned by name in the Quran, but she's the one who was, when she conceived Maryam, she assumed there would be a boy, and she dedicated that boy to the temple, so that he may serve the temple. This was her intention. So when she delivered a girl, she said, "My Lord, I have delivered a female." And Allah knows best, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And the male is not like the female. Now you tell this to the media today. They're pushing what? Equality. What they call equality, that men and women are equal. So that everything men do, women should do. And you know, these people exist. You know, there are women who wear a three-piece suit with a tie and a shirt and, you know, jacket. She looks like a man. She has a, you know, she's carrying her suitcase or her whatever, and she's going to work. And she's just like a man. She's just like a man. Some of them are wrestlers. Imagine a wrestling woman, you know. And what happens when she's with her husband at home? You know? It's like, listen, if you misbehave, or just throw him out the window. Or, you know, how would the relationship be with her in terms of intimacy? If she's like stronger than him. I mean, all this is nonsense. You want a soft, you know, gentle woman that, you know, is not a wrestler. Not a boxer, not a, you know, taekwondo, karate, you know, kind of stuff. I don't know, man. People have odd approaches. Anyways, alhamdulillah for Islam. We don't have any of this nonsense. So they try to make them equal. Look, they're not equal. Allah said, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Male is unlike the female. خَلَاص. We are equal in terms of everyone is qualified to enter Jannah if they believe and do righteous deeds. خَلَاص. Physical features, not the same. Mental qualities, not the same. Everything is different on every level, except the ability to enter paradise. Everyone has been given a fair shot. Wallahu sami'un alim. Allah is the all-hearing, all-knowing. يَعْلَمُ مَنْ يَسْتَحِقَّ الْفَضْلِ وَالتَّفْضِيلِ فَيَضَعْ فَضْلَهُ حَيْثُ اقْتَضَتْ حِكْمَتُهُ. He knows who deserves to be given a virtue, and who should be given virtue more than the other. So he places his virtue, whatever his wisdom entails. فَلَمَّا قَرَّرَ عَظَمَةِ هَذِهِ الْبُيُوتِ ذَكَرَ قِصَّةِ مَرْيَمُ وَإِبْنَهَا عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَكَيْفَ تَسَلْسَلَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْبُيُوتُ الْفَاضِلَ. Now Allah is speaking about the houses of these righteous people, because the Shaykh is actually doing tafsir of ayat 33 to 55. And we read what? Two ayah, 33 and 34. But the Shaykh is now doing tafsir of the whole qissa, which we will come across slowly but surely. But we will follow his methodology. Then Allah mentioned then the story of Maryam and her son Isa alayhi salam. وَكَيْفَ تَسَلْسَلَ مِنْ هَذِي الْبِيُوتِ الْفَاضِلِ. And how they actually came about from these virtuous, blessed homes, the homes of these righteous people. وَكَيْفَ تَنَقَّلَتْ بِهِمَا الْأَحْوَالِ مِنْ إِبْتِدَاءِ أَمْرِهِمَا إِلَى آخْرِ. And the stages that they had undergone from the beginning until the end, Maryam and her son Isa. وَأَنَّ امْرَأَةَ عِمْرَانَ قَالَتْ مُتَضَرِّعَ إِلَى رَبِّهَا مُتَقَرِّبَةٌ إِلَيْهِ بِهَذِهِ الْقُرْبَ الَّتِي يُحِبُّهَا الَّتِي فِيهَا تَعْظِيمُ بَيْتِهِ وَمُلَازَمَةِ طَاعَتِهِ. And that the mother, the wife of Imran, which is the mother of Maryam, she begged Allah in a manner and asked him for something which is pleasing to him, something that will get her closer to his love, which is magnifying or exalting the house of Allah, the places of worship, the masajid in this day and time, the masajid. وَمُلَازَمَ طَعْتِ. And a place where Allah is being obeyed continuously. إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. Let me see here the ayat. أيوه. Let's just read the ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Muhammad, verses 35 and 36, please.
When the wife of Imran said, "Oh my Lord, I have worked for you, what is in my womb to be dedicated for your services?"
Raise your voice, please.
So accept this from me. Verily, you are on your own. and the 36 verses. Then when she gave birth to her, she said, "Oh my Lord, I have given birth to a female child, and Allah knew better what she called for. And the male is not like the female, and I have named her Maryam, and I secretly give you for her and for all strength from Sadam of death."
So the Sheikh said that she had vowed, and whatever is in her heart, whatever is in her womb, I'm sorry, في بطني محررا أي خادما لبيت العباد المشحون بالمتعبدين, meaning a servant to the place of worship which is overcrowded with worshippers. فتقبل مني, so accept therein or thereafter my deed. هذا العمل, or accept my deed. هذا العمل أي اجعله مؤسسا على الإيمان والإخلاص مثمرا للخير والثواب, meaning make this deed built upon iman and sincerity, producing thereof good and reward. Good reward. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. So when فلما وضعتها قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى. كأن في هذا الكلام نوع تضرع منها وانكسار نفس, حيث كان نذرها بناء على أن يكون ذكرا يحصل منه من القوة والخدمة والقيام بذلك ما يحصل من أهل القوة. In her speech there's this, basically it signifies her humbleness and her hope that it would be a boy who would have the strength and the ability to provide service to the place of worship, which is what is expected usually from boys, from men. وَالْأُنْثَى بِخِلَافِ ذَلِكَ, however the female is unlike that. The woman cannot do the hard labor work which the man can do. فَجَبَرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهَا وَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ نَذْرَهَا, but Allah Azza wa Jal, he eased her pain and he accepted her vow. He accepted it. وَصَارَتْ هَذِي الْأُنْثَى أَكْمَلُ وَأَتَمْ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الذُّكُورِ, nay, but this woman became more virtuous and more perfect than many among men. You know, Maryam, you better believe, is better than any one of us sitting here. Maryam is Maryam. She used to be worshipping Allah, and Zakaria would walk in on her and he would find some fruits, you know, in the summer. He would find winter fruits in the summer and summer fruits in the winter. Just like that. And he would say, you know, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا, where did this come from? She said, هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ, this is from Allah. And she has, her delivery is divine. Divine delivery of food while she's dedicated to worship. Which one of you has that? I didn't think so. You have to drive down the street to buy one real sandwich. Falafel, طعمية. Don't get nothing delivered to you. Now, you don't even have a delivery man delivering food to you. You have to go get it. Let alone some divine delivery. So that's Maryam. Maryam, alayhi salam. Hey, بل من أكثرهم, more better than most men, وحصل بها من المقاصد أعظم مما يحصل بالذكر, and the outcome of her that came out from her is greater than what comes from men. She delivered Isa, something that a man couldn't have done. Subhanallah al-Azim. طيب, ولهذا قال فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نبتا حسنا. So Allah accepted that vow verse, and he made Maryam grow. He took care of her in an excellent manner. أي ربي التربية عجيبة دينية أخلاقية أدبية. She was raised and brought up in a manner that is amazing religiously and in terms of her character and in terms of her behavior. كملت بها أحوالها, her situation, her affairs became outstanding. وصلحت بها أقواله وأفعاله, consequently her statements and her actions also became extremely virtuous. ونما فيها كمالها, and also her perfection was increasing in her. ويسر الله لها زكريا كافلا, and who did Allah put her under the care of? Who? Under Zakaria. And Zakaria was not your average man either. وهذا من منة الله على العبد أن يجعل من يتولى تربيته من الكاملين المصلحين, and this is from the virtue of Allah upon a slave that he places him under those who will raise them or bring them up will be those who are actually righteous people who are striving to do good. when the person taking care of you is someone who's rightly guided, then this is from the bounty of Allah upon you, that you have been placed in an environment where you're being guided to the truth. Waalaikum salam ahla Mustafa. ثم إن الله تعالى أكرم مريم وزكريا حيث يسر لمريم من الرزق الحاصل بلا كد ولا تعب. Then Allah had honored Maryam and Zakaria, wherein He provided with Maryam with sustenance without any effort that she had to make, as I told you earlier. وإنما هو كرامة أكرمها الله به. Rather, it is just some bounty, some honor which Allah strictly bestowed upon her in this sense. إذ كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب. Let's read that. فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. قال عليكم السلام. قال يا مريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا؟ قالت هو من عند الله، إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم. عبد العزيز بعدين. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين. يا مصطفى، read verses آيات 37, 38 and 39. Please.
So her Lord, Allah, accepted her with goodly acceptance. He made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zakaria. Every time he entered Al Mihrab to visit her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Maryam, from where have you got this? She said, this is from Allah. Verily, Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. At that time, Zakaria invoked his Lord, saying, O my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all-hear of invocation. Then the angels came, called him, while he was standing in prayer in Al-Mihrab, saying, Allah gives you glad tidings of Yahya, confirming the word from Allah, and was noble, keeping away from sexual relations with women, and a prophet from among the righteous.
Barakallah fiqh. Yaqul al-Shaykh rahimahullah in the continuation of the previous ayat. Every time Zakaria entered upon her in the mihrab, the mihrab is a place which is designated to worship, not what you see in the front of the masajid today. That mihrab is not from the sunnah. You see how in the masajid there's this semi-circle, right, curved area where the imam leads the people in the salah, and you see all kinds of decoration and adornment. Major innovation, bid'ah. This was not how the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. It was not like that. They didn't have a special area for this mihrab. Furthermore, and the last thing that they would ever do is decorate the masjid with some you know, $1 million or million rial, you know, decoration, which if they were to give to the needy Muslims in the world, that would have sufficed most of them for a year. No, but they have to spend, right, a big old thing around the masjid. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, but the whole going around, you know how much work that is? You know how much fulus they get paid for this? All this for innovations. What have you seen in the masjid today is not from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And had Umar been here, he would have been with his whip, teaching people a lesson. Even when they wanted to expand the masjid, he told the brothers, avoid any adornment. Don't be adding no adornment. It's not a church, man. A masjid is not a church. It is not a place that you go in and say, oh, mashallah. No, Habibi. No, it's not a museum. You go to the masjid to worship Allah. It's supposed to be plain and boring. Clean, neat, yes, no doubt. But adorned and decorated with this stuff, shayateen. If you see these images, go to a masjid, what is that masjid on Abdul Rahman Sudayri, the famous masjid? Where, what's his name, leads the salah? Abdullah Basfar. Masjid Shu'aibi. Ya akhi, go look at these decorations and tell me if you don't see women in these pictures. Big fat women with, I'm not going to describe the details. These most likely, Allahu A'lam, because I've seen him in so many masajid, most of the sajad, the carpet, and these adornments are made by Christians who try to include a wicked image or a cross everywhere they go. You won't believe how many salib, how many crosses you will see in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these very decorations that are before you. And this is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was given a gift. This is a hadith sahih. He was given a gift. What was it? A thawb, a garment which had some stripes on it. Okay? Something that was too flashy. He was praying, and that these stripes distracted him in his salah. When he finished the salah, he actually said, "Take." It was a gift. He said, "Take this gift back to the person who gave it to me, and bring instead." He named another garment, which is like a Yemeni garment, I believe, known for being plain. He said, "فَإِنَّهَا أَلْهَتْنِي آنِفًا فِي صَلَاتِي أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ." Verily, it has distracted me in my salah. This is the Messenger of Allah, the biggest khashi' on earth. Something he was wearing, stripes, distracted him in the salah. He did not want to wear it anymore. What about if that is, now you can avoid looking at your thawb, can't you? You can pray like this. You don't have to know what you're wearing. So what about the thing in front of you? What about the thing in front of you? How will you avoid being distracted by that? Look at these sujjadah. The same ones you will find in the masajid. Is this billah alayk? Is this a carpet, man? Is this a carpet with flowers? And you know, what does the shaitan tell you? In the salah, you start analyzing the carpet. I don't think this was very good, you know. If he had made it this way, I think it would be better. Is this Iranian carpet? It looks maybe Turkish. And the shaitan will take you on vacation in the whole carpet business. In the salah. In the salah. That's no, look, no one is free from whispers of the shaitan. He tries to find any way to distract us from the salah. So the sunnah is that you do not put yourself in a predicament where you're praying towards something that will distract you from the salah. The Prophet ﷺ didn't want, so what about those who don't apply the sunnah and look at the place of sujood and they look at the wall, what do you think they'll be seeing? Too much decoration, ya akhi. Not the sunnah. So this mihrab is not really what you see today. This mihrab is a designated area where people worship Allah in a masjid. It is not the front with a special curve and all these decorations. This is what they call mihrab today. But that's not the mihrab that Maryam was, you know, worshiping Allah in. Is that clear? Anyways, you know, this is from the signs of the Day of Judgment. Later, brother. Later with the questions. This is from the signs of the Day of Judgment, the decoration of the masajid, the competing in the beauty of the masajid. When the people start saying, our masjid is nicer than yours, it's longer than yours, the minaret is longer than yours, taller than yours, I'm sorry. This is from the signs of the Day of Judgment. And we're already having people competing in terms of whose masjid is nicer and, you know, cost more money to build. And all this is in opposition to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib. Now, the Shaykh said, المحراب هو محل العبادة, is a place of worship. وفيه إشارة إلى كثرة صلاتها وملازمتها لمحرابها. There's an indication that she used to worship Allah abundantly. She used to pray a lot. And she used to remain in that place for a long time. Because Zakaria would always find her in her mihrab. He would find with her some sustenance. هنيئاً معدل, something wonderful and prepared. Already prepared for her. He said, where did you get this from? She said, this is from Allah. Verily Allah provides whomever He wills without any measure. فَلَمَّا رَأَ زَكَرِيَّ هَذِهِ الْحَالِ وَالْبِرْ وَاللُّطْفِ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِهَا ذَكَّرَهُ أَنْ يَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى حُصُولَ الْوَلَدْ عَلَى حِينِ الْيَأْسِ. So when Allah, when Zakaria saw that, and he saw how merciful and compassionate Allah is towards Maryam, that reminded him of making a dua for himself, asking Allah himself to bless him with a child after he has reached the age of hopelessness. He reached the age where having children was not really feasible because of his old age. فَقَالَ, then he said, O Allah, provide, heavily bestow upon me from your bounty a righteous dhurriya. Verily you are the one who hears the supplication. So immediately, fa nadatu. The fa indicates, it denotes sequence. Meaning, because of this, thereafter that happened. I filled up the cup, then I drank water. Meaning that drinking of the water is a consequence of filling the cup, and then comes in there to indicate that there's a sequence. And usually there isn't a long time between them. The time frame between the first and the latter is a short time. So he made dua, فَنَدَ immediately almost, the angels called him and said, "Verily Allah will give you the glad news or the good tidings of a boy, which we will discuss." Allah, Yahya, his name is Yahya, مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَيْ إِسْمُهُ الْكَلِمَةِ الَّتِي مِّنَ اللَّهِ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ فَكَانَتْ بِشَارَتُهُ بِهَذَا النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ. Meaning he will be the kalima from Allah, he will be the kalima from Allah, which is Isa ibn Maryam. فَكَانَتْ بِشَارَتُهُ بِهَذَا النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ تَتَضَمَّنِ الْبِشَارَةِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمِ. So his glad tidings, him receiving the glad tidings of this honorable prophet, which is Yahya, included the glad tidings of Isa ibn Maryam. وَالتَّصْدِيقُ لَهُ, because he will actually prove his case. Now who's Yahya?
John
the Baptist. And we know the relationship between these two, even in the biblical text. وَالشَّهَادَ لَهُ بِرِسَالَةٍ, and he will bear testimony about the message of Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَهَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ كَلِمَةٌ شَرِيفَةٌ اخْتَصَّ اللَّهُ بِهَا عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. So this word from Allah is an honorable word which Allah gave specifically to Isa ibn Maryam, which is what? Kun, be, and he was, without the interference of a father, with no male being involved. This was the special mercy of Allah. وَإِلَّا فَهِيَ مِنْ جُمْلَةِ كَلِمَاتِهِ الَّتِي أَوْجَدَ بِهَا الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. Otherwise, everything was created by Allah's kun fayakun, except, you know, five things which Allah created with His own hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. Verily, the similitude or the example or the likeness of Adam, of Jesus in the sight of Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from clay, and then from dirt actually, and then he said to him, be, and he was. That's it, it's the same thing.
وَقَوْلُهُ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا أي هذا المبشر به وهو يحيى سيد من فضلاء الرسل والكرام.
He's the Sayyid, he's almost like a master. Like he's in charge. He's like a boss. And the Shaykh said, the one who's been given glad tidings about, which is John the Baptist, Yahya, he will be a noble man from among the noble messengers and those honored amongst them.
والحصور قيل هو الذي لا يولد له ولا شهوة له في النساء.
It is said that حصور is the one who does not beget any children, nor does he have any interest in women. Nor does he have any interest in women.
وقيل هو الذي عصم وحفظ من الذنوب والشهوات الضارة.
And it is said that he is the one who has been protected from disobedience and from harmful desires.
وهذا أليق المعنيين. The Shaykh said this is more befitting of the two definitions.
The second one is better than the one that we read in the translation, which is what? That he does not have any interest in women. This is not necessarily a praiseworthy character and a prophet. Why? From your knowledge. If we say this prophet was so righteous that he doesn't even have interest in women, what are you saying between the lines? Yeah, what does that say about other? That you're saying that the Prophet ﷺ is not the best. You get it? When you say it's a virtuous thing not to have interest in women, and that makes you a better person, you're automatically saying that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is not the best. Because did he have interest in women? Indeed. Did Allah give him women to marry? Indeed. So that is praiseworthy, not having interest in women. Is that clear? Not clear. When you say that it is good not to have interest in women, because it was a quality of Yahya, and the Prophet ﷺ, being the best among all of them, had interest in women, you're automatically degrading the Prophet ﷺ by saying that Yahya has a quality which our own Prophet didn't have. That is impossible. He had the best qualities, right or wrong? One of them is having interest in women. Because Allah created us in this fitrah, men being inclined towards women
and women being inclined towards men. If that wasn't the case, that's abnormal. So that definition that is given by some of the ulama is actually not befitting to be described to Yahya, that he had no interest in women, because that's not praiseworthy. What is praiseworthy is what the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was doing. What was he doing? Marrying women. So that is better than. That makes the other definition, which is what? That he was able to control himself against evil desires, is a more befitting definition of the word hasoor. Clear? Inshallah. وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he will be a prophet among the righteous. الَّذِينَ بَلَغُوا بِصَلَاحِ ذُرْوَتِهِ الْعَالِيَةِ, those who have reached the epitome and the peak of righteousness. قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِي الْكِبَرُ وَبْرَأَةِ عَاقِرٌ. قال كذلك الله يفعل ما يشاء. قال رب اجعل لي آية. قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاثة أيام إلا رمزا واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار. طيب مصطفى, سوري, continue حبيبي.
He said, oh my Lord, how can I have a son when I'm very old and my wife is barren? Allah said, thus Allah
does what He wills. He said, oh my Lord, make a sign for me. Your sign is that you shall not speak to mankind for 3 days except with signals. And remember your words much, and glorify Him in the afternoon and in the morning. بارك الله فيك. يقول الشيخ, فهذان مانعان. فمن أي طريق يا رب يحصل لذلك مع ما ينافي ذلك. Now, he mentioned to Allah, when Allah gave him the glad tidings of a boy, then he realized, you see now, initially, when he saw Maryam, he was moved. He was moved, alayhi salatu wasalam, to invoke Allah for a child. When the news came to him that the child is given, he remembered, it struck him that first, he is very old, second, his wife is barren. You know what that means? She doesn't produce children. She doesn't get pregnant. Two preventives, two things which prevent him from having a child. So how would that be then? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا شَاءُ, was said, such Allah does what He wills. Allah is the one who made that a woman being barren and a man being old means of not having children. Allah controls that. If Allah wanted to change around the things which He created, who can say no? You see, Allah made them function in this way. Allah may make them malfunction. Or He may reverse it. Or He may change it. He may remove it. He may put something new. No, this Allah. This is all Allah. No one can say anything. And no one can say, how could that happen? فَإِنَّهُ كَمَا اقْتَدَتْ حِكْمَتُهُ جَرَيَانِ الْأُمُورِ بِأَسْبَابِهَا الْمَعْرُوفَةِ فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ يَخْرِقُ ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُ الْفَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. The same way Allah's wisdom had entailed that things only happen according to some steps that are taken. This is the way of Allah. You want to become successful, you have to work hard. You want to increase your iman, you have to do righteous deeds. You want to learn knowledge, you have to spend time studying. Everything has to be acquired by going through a procedure, steps. But yet Allah sometimes will break that chain. And He will do something miraculous. Why? Allah does what He wills. So the routine is, for you to have a child, you need to be not too old, and you need to have a wife which can produce children. This is the asl. But if Allah wills, He will change that. To do something, you know, extraordinary. To do something miraculous. So that would be a sign for the people. الَّذِي قَدْ انْقَضَتْ الْأَسْبَابُ لِقُدْرَتِهِ. Everything has been subdued to Allah's will and ability. وَنَفَذَتْ فِيهَا مَشِيئَتُهُ وَإِرَادَتُهُ فَلَا يَتَعَاصَ عَلَى قُدْرَتِهِ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الْأَسْبَابِ وَلَوْ بَلَغَتْ فِي الْقُوَّةِ مَا بَلَغَتْ. And His will and His intent is unable to be, nothing can object or can dispute with it, even if the reasons are among the strongest of reasons. If Allah wants to, invalidate them, they become futile and nothing can be done except by Allah's will and leave. مهم, قال ربي اجعل لي آية. He said, Allah, oh Allah, give me a sign. My master, give me a sign. Give me a miraculous sign. ليحصل السرور والاستبشار. So I may be content and satisfied. وإن كنت يا ربي متيقنا ما أخبرتني به. Even though my master, I have certainty in what you told me. You have to understand, Zakaria is not doubting what Allah promised him. And you can never imagine a prophet doing so. It's not like he says, oh Allah, okay, I will only believe if you give me a ayah. No. He has full confidence in Allah. But it is in order to be happy and pleased. I'll give you a worldly example. Let's say you've been working for the same manager, for 20 years. You know the guy. He's a, you know, he's a straight up guy. He's a good guy. Doesn't play around. He's always been good with you. And he tells you, I will be giving you, you know, at the end of service bonus or whatever, you know, 50,000 riyals. I know this sounds very good, but man, as you can imagine it. I will give you that kind of bonus. Now, you have no doubt. You have no doubt. But, if he gave you a paper with his, with a khitab, as they call it here. Khitab meaning Mr. Ahmed blah 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 is qualified to receive 50,000 riyals with signatures and stamps. Does that not make you feel better? You don't need the paper. You know the guy will keep his word. But if you had the paper, how would you feel? You feel like you almost have a piece of it, right? Just with the paper, you can feel the 50,000 riyals in your pocket. If you didn't have the paper, you know, you're still there, okay, I know he's going to give it to me, but, you know, Allahu A'lam when. When you have a piece of paper, you feel you've already gotten a down payment, even though it's just a bunch of paper. So, I'm saying is that you wanting something, a sign, to make you happy does not negate your trust and certainty in the giver. Capish? You know what capish means? It's Italian. By the way, I know one Italian word, which is capish. And I use it all the time. People think I speak Italian. I don't. I just know one word. So don't think I speak Italian. But it's good to know different languages sometimes. طيب. So this is then his thing. He had certainty. ولكن النفس تفرح. But the soul becomes happy. You become happy. ويطمئن القلب إلى مقدمات الرحمة والله. And you become, you're satisfied when you see already the advancements of the mercy of Allah. The kindness of Allah. When you see like it's something tangible. Something that you can feel and sense, it makes you happy and satisfied. So what was the miraculous sign which Allah gave him? His miraculous sign that he does not speak to the people for 3 days except by sign language, like symbolism, whatever, or symbolism. وفي هذه المدة أذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار. However, in this duration, these times, remember your Lord abundantly in the morning and in the evening. أول النهار وآخره. The beginning of the day and the end. فمنع من الكلام في هذه المدة. So what happened? He was prevented from being able to speak for 3 days. Not that he is not to speak. Allah, He took away from him the ability of speech. The speech ability was put on hold. Was turned off for 3 days. Except remembering Allah, that he was able to do. But speaking to the people, he was unable to do. Subhanallah. فكان في هذه المناسبة لحصول الولد من بين الشيخ الكبير والمرأة العاقر وكونه لا يقدر على مخاطبة الآدميين ولسانه منطلق بذكر الله وتسبيحه آية أخرى. So the fact that he was to be given a child, even though he's old, his wife is barren. Furthermore, he was unable to speak for 3 days. But his tongue was able to immediately remember Allah abundantly and mention Him and make tasbih of Him was another sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحِينَئِذٍ حَصَلَ لَهُ الْفَرَحِ وَالْإِسْتِبْشَارِ وَشَكَرَ اللَّهِ وَأَكْثَرَ مِنَ الذِّكْرِ وَالتَّسْبِيحِ بِالْعَشَايَا وَالْإِبْكَارِ. So consequently, he acquired, what he received a lot of happiness and a lot of glad tidings. He was grateful and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he remembered Allah and glorified Him abundantly in the evening and in the morning. وَكَانَ هَذَا الْمَوْلُودِ مِنْ بَرَكَاتِ مَرْيَمْ بِنْتِ عِمْرَانْ عَلَى زَكَرِيَّا. Now, this child which Yahya received was actually from the virtue of Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Because he did not make dua and ask Allah for this child until he saw Maryam. So it's almost like this is a byproduct of her, you know, Allah's blessings upon her. Allah's blessings upon Maryam included the existence of John the Baptist. Because his father only made dua to Allah to give him a child when he saw Maryam. So she's the reason behind it. If she didn't exist, maybe Zakaria would have never asked Allah for a child, and Zakaria and Yahya would have never come into existence. So you know, this is how virtuous Maryam is. فَإِنَّ مَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ ذَلِكَ الرِّزْقِ الْهَنِيِّ الَّذِي يَحْصُلْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ ذَكَّرَهُ وَهَيَّجَهُ عَلَى التَّضَرُّعِ وَالسُّؤَالِ. So because the Sheikh said, what Allah has bestowed upon her from sustenance is the reason why Zakaria was moved to beg Allah Azza wa Jalla and ask him for a child. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى هُوَ الْمُتَفَضِّلْ بِالسَّبَبْ وَالْمُسَبِّبِ. And it is Allah who causes the cause and effect at the end of the day. It's Allah who caused him to see Maryam and Maryam. Everything is from Allah at the end of the day. وَلَكِنْ يُقَدِّرُ أُمُورًا مَحْبُوبَةً عَلَى يَدِي مَنْ يُحِبَّهُ لِيَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ قَدْرَهُ وَيُعَظِّمَ أَجْرَهُ. Allahu Akbar. But Allah will decree things which are beloved to him through people whom he loves, in order for these people's status to be increased and for their reward to be multiplied. You see, Allah could have done this to Zakaria without the involvement of Maryam. But because Allah loved Maryam and he wanted to raise her status, he made it a reason behind the existence of Yahya. Allah can do whatever he wants. For example, if Allah wants to guide a slave of his from among the non-Muslims or the Muslims, Allah can guide him in any way, believe it or not. He can be walking down the street, he may stumble upon a pamphlet, a book, read it, and he becomes a Muslim, right or wrong? Isn't that possible? It happened to people. Cat Stevens, or Yusuf Islam, may Allah return him to the truth and to the correct position concerning music and striking the guitar, which is not allowed in Islam. He became Muslim by reading the Quran only. He was not involved with Muslims. No one gave him dawah. He read the book of Allah, he became a Muslim. What is the point? Allah can guide someone. But if Allah wants to get one of his slaves, if he wants to increase his status and give him a reward, he gets him involved in the dawah. Allah can guide anyone without any one of us. But if Allah wants to give you something, you find yourself in the circle of what? The dawah. You're there. So you can get something. Alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah from Allah. If Allah will, you'll be at home watching TV. And these people will be entering into Islam in huge numbers. You have nothing to do with it. But if Allah puts you in that cycle, this is a special mercy from Allah to this slave. So we need to be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal that He places us in an environment of da'wah and learning and teaching. And this is all, you know, something that we cannot thank Allah Azza wa Jal enough for, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. ثم عاد تعالى إلى ذكر مريم وأنها بلغت في العبادة والكمال مبلغا عظيما على فقال تعالى وإذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك. Then Allah عز وجل went on to mention Maryam and that she reached the epitome in her worship and in her perfection, something that many men did not reach. Then the actual next ayat will deal with how Maryam was given the news of Jesus, how the angels came to her, and this is very, you need to know this if you deal with Christians. You need to know these ayat if you give da'wah to Christians, so you can explain to them the Islamic perspective of how Maryam conceived the miraculous conception of Jesus and how that happened. Everything is very important. We will postpone the discussion on that till next week inshallah ta'ala, or let me pause till next lesson. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. طيب.